This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. military remains on guard for possible retaliatory strikes following the weekend capture of Saddam Hussein. Many with loved ones in the military are celebrating. Saddam Hussein's capture has given them a tangible source of pride, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Tracy Della Vecchia is the founder of the website MarineMoms.us. Early yesterday morning in Columbia, Missouri, she got a phone call from her mother-in-law in Italy.
And there was so much exuberance in her voice, I couldn't understand anything that she was saying to me. So I handed the phone to my husband, who spoke with her very, very calmly in Italian.
Vecchia made out the words television and news. Then her husband hung up the phone and said, "They've got Saddam Hussein."
My heart leapt to my throat that please let it be real instantly, because, I mean, what she hears in Italy sometimes is completely different than what we're hearing over here.
Saddam's fate meant a lot to Vecchia. Her son is in the Marines. And no sooner did she post the news on her website than the site's message boards started to light up with messages from other mothers, saying things like,
"Oorah! Woohoo! Wow! Happy day, best Christmas present ever. You know, maybe this means our sons won't have to redeploy."
Many military families are hopeful that Saddam's capture means their children won't have to redeploy, or that the troops already stationed there will return soon. Arturo Barola of Buena Park, California, has a son in the Marines who's scheduled to return to Iraq within the next couple months. He says yesterday's events felt to him like mission accomplished.
"We don't feel that there's really a cause to send more Marines or more military. I think we should start, you know, allowing other parts of the world to get involved in this now."
Other parents have resigned themselves to the fact that despite Saddam's capture, their children remain in harm's way. Cindy Fontecchio of Satellite Beach, Florida, has a son stationed at 29 Palms, California. He was in Iraq for 9 months and is scheduled to go back in February. Fontecchio says Saddam's capture doesn't make it any easier to let her son go.
"I really hate seeing him go back, of course. Nobody wants their son in war. But he knows it's something that has to be done."
Paula Tabor has a son who's still in Iraq. He's stationed in Sadr City in North Baghdad, and she got a phone call from him yesterday at her home in Camp Verde, Arizona.
"The soldiers were cheering. They all feel like, you know, the job that they were sent to do is now kind of coming to a close. And we were celebrating together as best we could with him halfway across the world."
Tabor says for the first time in a year, she almost feels as though she's close to breathing a sigh of relief. Then there's what she calls the reality check.
"There may be some who will actually increase some of the attacks who were loyal to Saddam and maybe feel that because he's captured, they need to still show their loyalty by attacks on the Americans."
Tracy Della Vecchia of MarineMoms.us wasn't able to talk to her son yesterday. He was on a flight to Okinawa, where he'll be stationed for the next few weeks. But she knows exactly what she'd say to him if they had a chance to talk.
"Have you heard?" and then the next thing out of my mouth would be, you know, "I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the job that they did while they were there. And if they have to go back, they'll do a good job again. But maybe you won't have to."
Ari Shapiro, NPR News.